Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, how are you?
Really good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
First of all, how gutted were you that Yorkshire missed out on the county championship?
Do you know what? This is progress, I suppose, but I was hoping they would win it.
Really?
Genuinely, what Jason Gillespie's done there with the Yorkshire lads should be replicated by everyone, and I was gutted that they couldn't quite do it. I'd like Lancashire to have won it, obviously, but they weren't in the running, but no problem with Yorkshire.
It was what a final day. Everybody was talking about the county championship, Freddie. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is. I don't think the county championship gets the credit, you know, it deserves. It's a tough competition. I found county cricket at an international, and Yorkshire a good side. And I think you always want the trophy up north as well, don't you? You don't need down south.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Now, something else we like up north is a good takeaway, Freddie.
And
you are talking about the Just Eat. They're doing the takeaway awards, aren't they, in 2016?
Yeah, the British Takeaway Awards, and it's on the 5th of December, and you can vote for your favourite takeaway. I think you've got till next Thursday to do it. You know, I think everyone loves a takeaway. You know, I love going to fish and chip shop. I love a curry, a Chinese. There's so much choice. And, you know, this is a chance to get behind your favourite and get them down to the awards at the Savoy in London.
And obviously you've got form with the fish, with your Sky One show, Freddie Fries Again.
Oh, yeah, I'm a purveyor of fine fish and chips. you know what? One of the best ones I've had is Brian's by Headingley.
Oh, really?
Have you been to Brian's?
Yes, I have, yeah.
He does a big fish, him, doesn't he?
Yorkshire fish and chips, I think, are the best in the world. I mean, I'm from the south, so...
I would probably have to disagree with that.
Well...
I think they're all right. but the other side of the border, I think we make them properly and...
Why do you make them properly over there? Do you use beef dripping over there or not?
No, not beef dripping.
There you go, you don't make them properly.
It's all about your batter. It's about your batter. You've got to use ice-cold water in your batter, and it's about the ingredients. I've spent a long time doing this. I've been up and down the country cooking for some very fussy customers.
Freddie, it's Derek here. Have you been up in Scotland? Have you tried a battered Mars bar?
You know what? We went up to Scotland, and I'd heard this, and I thought it was an urban myth, this battered Mars bar.
No, it's not.
And this chippy cooked as one, and even though everything about it is wrong, and even as I was eating it, I was feeling unhealthy, I absolutely loved it. And I must admit, I battered a few myself, but the best thing I battered were minstrels. They're beautiful to batter.
Battered minstrels?
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not every day, but try it once.
I had a battered Mars bar. The only time I went to Scotland, I had a battered Mars bar. 2 weeks later, I was actually diagnosed type 2 diabetic. That's true, honestly. Really? I felt so ill after having one. The price you pay for having a battered Mars bar. Freddie, if people want to vote, is it justeat.co.uk? Is that
there? Yes, www.thebtas.co.uk, and get behind, vote for your local takeaway. So a lot of these takeaways, it's not just about the food, but it's a real community sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think last year's winners, he had a bit of an accident in his fish shop in Leicester, and all community came around and helped him rebuild it. So, you know, apart from food, I think these takeaways serve a big purpose in communities.
I have to ask you about a league of their own, because I think you might have just dipped out there.
There you go.
Yay, he's back. Don't put another 50p in the meter. a league of their own. I'm absolutely loving a league of their own. But this season started up. We've got Anthony Joshua on. It's repeated tonight on Sky One, Freddie. This season started up. It just seems to be a little bit more feisty than it has done. And harking to the James Haskell thing that happened.
James. He sent me a text yesterday.
Did he really? Because if you watch the Anthony Joshua episode tonight, it seems serious. Is this just entertainment fluff? Or is this like... serious?
No, I mean, we had a pillow fight. Let's be honest. James Haskell is a big man, and I would take him on in a pillow fight, but apart from that, I'm not sure he's to be trifled with. So, no, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think the first show of the series, when Anthony Joshua comes on, I think everyone does a little bit of peacocking. Everyone's trying to impress AJ, because he is... Not just an amazing fighter, but an amazing man as well. He's an absolute superstar. And, you know, it's a great opening to the series. But, yeah, League of Their Own's all about fun. It's not about fighting, and it's not about having arguments with people. So, yeah, me and James Haskell, we're fine.
Tell me what, is there no chance you may be getting in the ring again, Freddie?
Oh.
With AJ. he keeps dodging me. He won't sign a contract. There's not a chance.
Is there anything on that show? Because they get you to do lots of different stuff. Is there anything that they've tried to get you to do and you, then you said, no, I'm not doing that?
No, we've not found our level yet. We've just come back from America. We've just filmed another series of The Road Trip. Me, Jamie, and Jack and James. And some of the things that we've done on that is just doing cheerleading in front of 91,000 NFL fans dressed
really
as
good.
Girls in LA.
Dearie me.
It was so good.
We've sunk to new levels. We're now fearless. We'll do anything.
Do you know what it's like? It's like you're on like a permanent stag do, but just obviously I know you don't drink anymore, Freddie, but that's what it feels like.
Well, I just did an interview just now, and that's how I described it. And, you know, if I was to say to my wife, I'm going to America with Jack and James and Jamie to do all these things, she would say no, but because it's a TV show, she lets me do it. But I think that's the success of the show. It's just lads who get on with each other, good mates, just having fun.
Well, yeah, and I mean, look what's happened to your mate, James Corden, now. He's like a highfalutin American broadcaster now.
He's everywhere, isn't he?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It was amazing, because we went to America last year, and we were walking around, and nobody had a clue who he was.
Yeah.
And then this year, we were walking around, and everyone knows. Everyone's coming up to him. His popularity soared. Jack got recognised twice for his film Mother's Day. And me and...
Uncle on holiday?
Yeah, me and Jamie could just wander around and nobody batted an eyelid.
What's next for you, Freddie? We've obviously a league of our own at the moment. Takeaway with Just Eat. What is next for Freddie?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm not someone who sets a lot of plans. If I fancy doing something, I'll have a go at it. So at the minute, I've been away for 2.5 weeks with the illegal one lad, so spend a bit of time at home and then come up with some crazy idea, hopefully to do another TV show at some point.
Any more fish frying then on the horizon?
Well, I've done the third series.
Oh, really?
Which I think's on in the new year. I took...
Wow.
I ditched the fish van for a barbecue van. And I went round Australia with my mate Rob.
Oh, right.
And that was amazing. My barbecuing skills, though, I must admit, aren't as good as my fish frying.
Oh, really?
But as a country to travel around, it was brilliant. I think that's on Sky One in the new year.
I'm looking forward to that then, because I don't like to mention it often. I lived in Australia for a little while.
Whereabouts?
In Perth.
Oh, but yeah.
I lived in Victoria Park in Perth.
All right, nice.
Very, very nice it was, yeah. And I must admit, you know, the Aussies don't generally like the Poms and they don't really generally like the England cricket team, but the one England cricketer they loved was you. They always wanted you to be Australian.
Well, it's strange, isn't it? Because I went over there and I did a bit of work. I ended up doing I'm a Celeb Australia the first year.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. I somehow won it, and it was the easiest month of my life. I didn't do all. I just sat there losing weight. It was the most bizarre thing. And then the Aussies then say, oh, he's one of us. He's an Aussie, really.
Well, it's fair dinkum.
I'm not. I'm from Preston. There's nothing Australian about me.
I think it was Adam. Was it Adam Gilchrist that said whenever you used to go into the dressing room, you used to drink three beers to their one, and they were all like, oh, my God, this guy's the nuts.
Yeah, it was all about mind games. Mind games. Just trying to get one over on them.
The Takeaway Awards 2016 in association with the delivery service Just Eat. What's the website again, Freddie?
It is www.thebtas.co.uk. And nice. You can vote for your favourite takeaway, and you've got till the 6th of October to do so.
Freddie, thanks so much for joining
us
this morning.
Thanks for having us,
Cheers. Thanks, mate.